Are the priorities changing in the Middle East? In a speech to the United Nations General Assembly last month, President Obama laid down a new set of foreign policy principles and priorities, in addition to talking about mitigating the strife in Syria.
In the near term, America's diplomatic efforts will focus on two particular issues: Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons and the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Now, the Arab-Israeli conflict involves the nation of Egypt on some level, but Egypt was not mentioned by name. Is it missing from the president's list of top priorities, the instability and political crisis that still goes on in Egypt? Is that not a concern of U.S. national interest? Joining me to discuss this is Michael Waheed Hanna, a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. Michael, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Does the U.S. Consider Egypt a player in the Arab-Israeli conflict right now, or sort of out to pasture because of its own political problems?
Probably a bit of both. The relationship, in terms of the very close bilateral relationship, is really an outgrowth of the 1973 October War. And that relationship has always been underpinned with relations with Israel, particularly post-Egypt-Israel peace treaty. That equation, I think, is probably outdated. But clearly, regional security, Egypt's role in regional security and relations with Israel are part of the backdrop in how the United States conceives of its relationship with Egypt.
To not mention Egypt, does that suggest tacitly that the U.S. believes that General al-Sisi, who is in control right now, has no intention of doing anything to change the status quo regarding the peace treaty with Israel?
I think that's been clear. It was clear under the Muslim Brotherhood. The Egypt-Israel peace treaty exists for its own reasons, out of Egypt's national interests, and I think it's fairly stable. And I think that should be set aside in terms of really the fundamental dynamics of U.S.-Egypt relations. That peace treaty is not going anywhere.
So then a really cynical view of the president's apparent omission here is to basically note that the Obama administration kind of got it wrong, staying with Mubarak way too late, got it wrong endorsing Morsi without really seeing what the underpinnings were of that politics, and has no idea what to do under these circumstances. So they're throwing up their hands.
I think that's right. The posture of the United States at the moment with Egypt is one of ambivalence and uncertainty. And in light of those circumstances, it makes sense that they are not highlighting Egypt as a mainline policy initiative, because really this is a set of issues that has really no good answers and options. And even at this point, I think Egypt policy is in flux. And I think decision points are nearing. But at the moment, I think there's still some leeway, and that policy isn't fully iterated at the moment.
Well, trying to figure out what is going on in Egypt is certainly the focus of anyone in Egypt, as well as Middle Eastern experts outside, including Michael Waheed Hanna, who I'm speaking with now, senior fellow at the Century Foundation. In this context, is there a vacuum? Are the Saudis increasing their interest and influence in supporting the military inside Egypt?
They've increased their support, and there's obviously a convergence of interest between the current military-led political order and the Saudis, who have a longstanding enmity with the Muslim Brotherhood. But it's hard to argue that the Saudis' influence has increased dramatically.
They're writing bigger checks than the U.S. is in terms of aid.
Absolutely, and they are a key ally to Egypt at the moment. But that's a function of the fact that they see the world in the same way that this current political order does. They don't have leverage in the sense of being able to boss Egypt around. This is a convergence at the moment of interests.
Finally, around the edges, is the Sinai stable? Is the chance for sectarian violence in cities outside of Cairo still an option?
Both of those things. Sinai is not stable. There is a low-level insurgency there, attacks on police and army on an almost daily basis. And obviously, sectarian relations have worsened since Mubarak and the opening of a security vacuum, and that has continued to deteriorate since the ouster of Morsi.
Michael Waheed Hanna, senior fellow at the Century Foundation. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.